All right, let's dive in. Today we're looking at a story everyone thinks they know Jesus' first Passover at 13. But we're going deeper, unearthing some fascinating details from the Discover Jesus website about this pivotal event.
You know, this wasn't just a family trip to Jerusalem. It was a significant coming-of-age ritual for Jesus. Passover marked a transition to adulthood in his community.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And I can only imagine what it must have been like for a kid from Nazareth to see Jerusalem for the first time. The source really paints this vivid picture of the grandeur of the city, and especially the temple.
Totally. Picture young Jesus standing on the Mount of Olives. You know, that panoramic view of the holy city with the magnificent temple. What a moment, charged with religious fervor and expectation.
It must have been breathtaking. But the force also reveals that inside the temple walls, things weren't quite as pristine.
Yeah, you know, the bustling marketplace atmosphere, the animal sacrifices, the money changers, even courtesans. It seems like it really bothered him.
That clash, huh?
Yeah.
The idealized image of the temple versus the gritty reality.
Exactly. It probably sparked some serious questions in his mind about what true worship really meant, the relationship between, you know, rituals and genuine spirituality.
That makes a lot of sense. Some scholars even suggest this experience planted the seed for his later cleansing of the temple.
Yeah, remember when he overturns the tables of the money changers? It's like we're seeing the roots of his later actions and teachings in this early experience.
Right, a powerful connection. And speaking of challenging norms, the source also mentions Jesus reacting to the discrimination against women in the temple.
That's a really striking detail. He sees his mother and other women relegated to separate, less privileged areas, and it clearly troubles him.
Yeah. Even at 13, his sense of fairness was strong. This wasn't passive observation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was actively questioning the practices around him.
Absolutely. And those questions weren't just about social dynamics either. He was engaging in these deep theological discussions with the temple scholars, even at that age.
Okay, hold on. What kind of questions? What were they even talking about with a 13-year-old?
Well, remember, this was a time of intense debate about the Messiah. And the source says Jesus was asking probing questions like, what's the true meaning of the sacrifices? You know, or what's hidden behind the veil in the Holy of Holies?
Wow, those are some pretty heavy topics for a teenager.
Right. These weren't simple inquiries. He was grappling with core concepts of his faith and pushing those around him to think more deeply about their own beliefs.
It's incredible to see these glimpses of his intellectual curiosity and spiritual depth emerging even at such a young age. This Passover experience really seems to have pushed him to confront some complex issues head on.
Yeah, and it's important to remember that this trip to Jerusalem wasn't a one-time thing for him, you know? It was part of a yearly pilgrimage that countless Jewish families undertook.
So for Jesus, it was more than just sightseeing. This was actively participating in a tradition central to his faith and his culture.
Exactly. And while the source highlights the things that challenged him, it also acknowledges the aspects that likely resonated deeply with him, too.
Are you talking about the grandeur of the temple? The solemnity of the rituals, all that.
Yeah. Those elements must have left a powerful impression. Remember, Jesus wasn't rejecting faith or tradition outright. He was wrestling with the inconsistencies, looking for a more authentic and meaningful expression of his beliefs.
That makes sense. It's that classic tension between the ideal and the reality, something I think a lot of people can relate to in their own spiritual journeys.
Absolutely. And that struggle is right at the heart of Jesus' story. Part of what makes him such a relatable figure.
The source also suggests this trip was crucial in shaping how Jesus understood his own identity.
Think about that statement he makes to his mother. Would you not expect to find me in my father's house? It's a declaration of belonging, recognizing his unique relationship with God.
Like a light bulb moment, realizing there's something more to his life than just being Joseph and Mary's son.
Exactly. And that realization wasn't going to be easy to reconcile with his family's expectations or, frankly, with the religious establishment. Remember those challenging questions he asked the scholars?
Right. Those weren't just intellectual curiosity. He was poking at their core beliefs.
Pushing boundaries. Forcing those around him to confront some uncomfortable truths. And as we'll see in our final segment, those tendencies wouldn't exactly win him universal approval later on.
So we've seen young Jesus grappling with disillusionment, challenging norms, and experiencing these moments of intense intellectual and spiritual exploration. What were the lasting effects of this trip? Did he carry these experiences with him as he grew older?
That's a great question, and one that we'll delve into as we explore the aftermath of this pivotal Passover experience in our next segment. You know, it's interesting to think about how this experience with its challenging aspects also probably shaped Jesus' understanding of his own identity.
Yeah, you're right. It wasn't all negative. It must have had some positive impact, too.
Definitely. I mean, think back to that powerful statement he makes to his mother. Would you not expect to find me in my father's house? It's like a declaration.
It's almost like a coming-of-age statement. He's figuring out who he is, where he belongs.
Exactly. It's recognizing his unique connection with God and that realization, well, it wasn't going to be easy to reconcile with his family's expectations or, you know, even with the religious establishment.
Right. Remember those challenging questions he asked? Like, he was poking at their core beliefs, pushing boundaries.
Forcing people to confront some uncomfortable truths. And that tendency, well, let's just say it wouldn't win him universal approval later on.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
But it's interesting how this trip, at just 13 years old, was such a pivotal point for him. It shaped his understanding of his mission, his relationship with God, his place in the world. And it makes me wonder, how did this experience continue to influence him as he grew older?
That's a great question, and one that we'll definitely dig into as we explore the aftermath of this Passover experience in our final segment.
Okay, so much to unpack from Jesus' first Passover experience. This trip really seems to have been a turning point for him. So what happens next? Does he come home all fired up, ready to start his ministry?
Not exactly. You know, the source from Discover Jesus portrays the journey back to Nazareth as pretty quiet. Like, you can almost feel this unspoken tension between Jesus and his parents. They're obviously relieved to have him back, but also maybe a little bewildered by his behavior in Jerusalem.
Yeah, and Jesus himself is probably still processing everything, trying to make sense of this evolving understanding of faith and his place in the world. So did he continue on with his religious education? You know, dive deeper into those theological debates he was so into at the temple.
Actually, that's where things get interesting. The source mentions that Jesus didn't end up going to a rabbinical school like you might expect. Instead, he stayed in Nazareth.
Oh, wow. Really? So no formal training? Why not? You'd think after all that intellectual sparring with the scholars, he'd be, you know, eager to learn more.
It's not totally clear from the source, but we can speculate a bit. Maybe it was a practical decision, a matter of family duty. You know, he needed to help support his family.
Yeah, that makes sense. It must have been a tough choice, though, balancing those earthly obligations with this growing sense of a higher calling.
Absolutely. And it really speaks to his character. Even as he's grappling with his destiny, he's still grounded in the reality of his family and community, not just this, you know, purely divine figure detached from everyday concerns.
Right. That's a good point. But the source does hint at some tension between Jesus and his mother about his future path. Didn't Mary have these grand hopes for him? Something about becoming a political leader?
Yeah, it seems like she, like many at the time, longed for a Messiah who would restore Israel's power and glory. A very different vision from what Jesus seems to have been sensing. You know, this spiritual kingdom, not of this world.
Wow. I can only imagine those conversations. It's like the classic parent-child disagreements, but with, like, way higher stakes.
Right. Trying to explain to your mom that you're not meant to be the next King David, but something more. It speaks to the courage it takes to follow your own path, even when it clashes with the expectations of those closest to you.
Absolutely. This Passover experience, at just 13 years old, was truly a pivotal point in Jesus's life. It shaped how he understood his mission, his relationship with God, his place in the world.
And what's so amazing about this deep dive is that it's not just ancient history. It makes you think about the turning points in your own life, you know?
Totally. Those times when your assumptions get challenged and you glimpse a whole new way of seeing things.
Exactly. Those experiences, often unexpected, that shape who we become.
So as we wrap up, I encourage everyone listening to reflect on those moments in your own lives. What experiences have pushed you to question, to grow,
yeah,
to step outside your comfort zone?
And how have those moments maybe subtly set you on the path you're on today? Keep exploring, keep questioning, keep diving deep.
Happy learning.